A yogi is someone who desires to extricate themselves from the illusion of agency, of being a creature of will, whether free or unfree. It is the renunciation of the allure of agency that is the key to the supreme liberation. This is what is referred to as the upper death drive. There's a lower death drive where one is attached to the idea that one is a doer in the world and one is trapped in a karmic matrix in which that field has become hopeless. The frustration of one's being able to achieve one's desires has become so clouded with confusion, with shame, with guilt, with fear, etc., that one feels the only way out is to kill oneself. But this very idea is based on the illusion that you are someone capable of doing anything. The deeper you go in meditation, the more deeply interiorized consciousness becomes, the more one realizes that the doing of the organism and the thinking of the mind have nothing to do with the self. They operate on a separate plane, based on urges and conditionings from the past and ideas from the collective consciousness, and from the drives of the egoic complex that have nothing to do with the essence of one's being. And so we call this Sat Yoga because we are entering into the core of that essence that is the life and the light of our true self. And that is beyond any doing at all. But paradoxically, when one has reached that point, then the outer layers of the organismic reality begin to become aligned with the truth of the self. But the truth of the self is simply Sat Chit Ananda. It is the essence of pure awareness, the intelligence that is aligned with the creative power of the universe, and the bliss of realizing you don't exist as a doer. And it is this that puts one into alignment with the power that is bringing about the highest result of harmony on this phenomenal plane. Is that predetermined? The very idea of predetermination implies time and linearity, but because that is also an illusion, you cannot speak of predetermination. You can speak of the unfoldment in time as the phenomenal counterpart or correlate of the eternal presence of the blossoming of truth within the field of illusion. But it is not determined within time, so it is not either before or after, but in a state of eternal presence that is simply non-temporal rather than prior in any linear sense to time. And so therefore the question ultimately cannot be answered because it's a false question. But the bliss of realizing that the self is nothingness, is non-existent, is what allows the karma yoga to proceed, the actual completion of tasks at the highest level of commitment and accuracy in karma, because there is nothing to get in the way. that would cause one to choke in the midst of the achievement of the performance of that karma, because it is no longer an ego doing. It is now a surrendered awareness that is simply a vessel for God consciousness that is operating. And this is why it is so important to achieve the purification of the soul. And that's why we study psychoanalysis here. Because there are so many hidden levels in the unconscious mind of hatred, of fear, of self-despising energies, self-sabotaging energies, and self-images and self-concepts and fantasies that disrupt the going-on being of the essential nature of the Atman. And it's only when those interruptions have been removed that the flow of the energy of love can achieve the end of bringing about the most beautiful, harmonious world that is its only reason for being. And that ability to play as a force of love rather than an entity is the ultimate blissful way of living. But the living is the living of a manifestation of the universal force of life, not of a doing entity separate from that power. And therefore, there's no more need to worry or agonize about the results of one's actions, whether they are free or not. But the only freedom is through the surrender of the desire for an individual sense of power.